You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talked on the program on Friday about the Democratic convention last week and the relative lack of economic policy specifics that we heard in it. From the Republicans last night on night two of their convention, the economy got some notable attention, actually, most specifically from Larry Kudlow. He is, of course, the director of the National Economic Council.
Our economic health is coming back. With emergency spending and tax cuts, Americans are going back to work. There's a housing boom, there's an auto boom, a manufacturing boom, a consumer spending boom. Stocks are in record territory. A V-shaped recovery is pointing to better than 20% growth in the second half of this year.
We are going to focus, because this is only a half an hour program, on the veracity of just that last line, the V-shaped 20% bit. Given the baseline it's coming from, the depths of this pandemic's economic shock, there is a whole lot of relativity at work there with Mr. Kudlow. It is still not a healthy economy when we are losing, give or take, a million jobs a week. But there are some positive economic signs out there. Today's numbers on durable goods being the most recent. Nearly double what analysts expected. Orders for stuff meant to last 3 years or more were up more than 11%. So Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains what that might tell us.
Economists and analysts look at orders for durable goods to get a read on how willing people are to spend on big-ticket items that last a few years, like refrigerators, office equipment, and last month, cars. Eric Gordon teaches at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
I think there was pent-up demand in autos. People had been putting it off for a number of months, and the car makers are offering very strong deals.
And the uptick wasn't driven just by cars. Shipments of business machinery were also up.
So we're about the level of capital goods shipments that we were at before the pandemic.
Daniel Bachman is an economic forecaster for Deloitte.
And that I consider to be very positive because it does suggest that U.S. businesses at this point believe that it's worth it for them to continue investing.
Which is good news, at least in the manufacturing sector. Abdu Njai teaches economics at New York University. He says manufacturing, though, isn't the big concern right now.
Because this is not the sector that's hurting. We know that spending on services has plunged, which has been led by a large drop on restaurants and recreation mainly.
And that's because of the pandemic. Here's Bachman at Deloitte again.
It'll be very hard for the economy to really start recovering until we have a solution to the health problem.
But you'll probably still hear politicians talking about a V-shaped recovery right up until Election Day. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Hurricane Laura is bearing down on the Gulf Coast, and wildfires are still burning in Northern California and other parts of the West. The common thread between the two? A whole lot of people have been ordered to leave their homes and find safety someplace else. Evacuations are difficult in normal times, right? But in the middle of a pandemic and a recession, getting out of town with what you need could be even tougher, as Marketplace's Andy Euler tells us.
Taylor Thompson is an attorney in Beaumont, Texas, a town right along Hurricane Laura's path. He says he left town about a day and a half ago to stay with his parents in Austin, but he's not the only one there.
This evacuation makes that social distancing a little harder whenever you have, your grandparents, your mom, who just finished chemotherapy, your dad, and your uncles and aunts all in one house.
He says the economic hardship of leaving town to stay with his parents is minimal for him. He's not married and doesn't have any kids. But Diane Yentel of the National Low Income Housing Coalition says there are certain things individuals need to get out of harm's way.
To evacuate, you need to have a car. You need to have a full tank of gas. You need to be able to potentially rent a motel room for a night or two if the evacuation shelters are full.
And in the aggregate, those evacuation costs for Americans add up.
There is a number. That number is too big for us to count at the moment.
That's Nora O'Brien, an emergency disaster consultant in California. She says it's too big because we have disasters on top of disasters and a health pandemic. She says because these events often straddle state lines, the federal government, along with state and local governments, have to coordinate resources to move folks from the path of a storm or a wildfire. But government spending is only one piece of the pie.
The private sector has a huge role in supporting community recovery when something happens.
And when the evacuation order comes, people just need the resources to get out of a disaster's way. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.